Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
Yes, 36617. I just got the phone with this card holder. There's the one that gave me your all number.
Okay, what's the zip code?
36617. Excuse the way I talk. I had neck surgery.
Your first and last name on the account?
The account on the car is Mentor.
Okay, will it be under a different name or a zip code?
Yeah. Yes, the name would be Esther Cameron, but call regarding card payment. It's under Esther Cameron, Cameron.
And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
At 419 West Creek Circle Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36617. I just made this list 30 minutes ago. It said $5.
Okay, I'm looking at your... Go ahead.
Yeah, it said $5, but it took $59. I was a winner. I decided I'd check my car, and it took $59 instead of $5. I was just supposed to pay for the shipping, and I can't afford that right now. I had this recall part broke on me and messed my neck up. The head going my spine, and I can't afford no scam right now. And I called my card holder. They the one gave me the phone number.
Okay, so you've already disputed that charge with your cardholder?
Yes, they said it's still pending, but for me to call you all, because it said $5 for shipping and handling only, and it took $59 or something. He told me to call and get you all to go ahead and put the money back on my card and cancel this whole thing. It said I was a winner for $5 shipping and handling. And some told me to check that card to see if that was for real. Cause, and it said $59 or something. If I hadn't had this surgery on this nurse, I probably would never done that. Just can't lay flat.
Okay, I've located your account for the meal plan. It's an app that you download on your phone that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings.
No.
It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better. I can't talk while you're talking, ma'am.
That explained to you when it was for to order at Home Depot. And when
yes,
I
ma'am. I understand. You don't have to explain. It is $59.89 a month, but I did go ahead and get your account canceled. This will stop all future charges. You'll get an email confirming. Due to the dispute file, you will need to give us a call back with your bank on the line regarding those charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Call you with my bank on the line?
Correct.
Why is that?
Due to the dispute file, no refund can be issued. You'll need to call us back with your bank on the line.
Okay. I just did about 30 minutes ago. The bank told me to call you all to cancel this. Can you just go ahead and cancel my order? It hasn't even been 30 minutes yet, miss. I came before. I thought it was $5. I didn't say nothing about no food or all that. Once I pressed for the book. Back with you want like a steamer cleaner for your towel and stuff. It went on to say something totally different.
Yeah. So the account's already been canceled to stop all future charges, but you will still need to give us a call back with your bank on the line regarding the charge.
Okay. Can we do it now?
You can call your bank and tell them to call us in a 3-way conference call.
So it has been canceled. It will be coming back to my car.
No, ma'am. The account has been canceled to stop all future charges. The charge has not been refunded. You will need to give us a call back with your financial institution on the line.
Okay. Let me do this now. Thank you. I apologize.
You're welcome.
For my surgery. Have a good day. Night.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye.